This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Rays. Baseball starts tomorrow. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Rays both. Now, let's also remind everybody we're broadcasting to some great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler at The Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And we're on the web with our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us, as he does every Wednesday at this time, we have retired United States Air Force Colonel Jim Warshak, also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
It would be time to say the pledge. You ready?
I think it is. Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible with liberty
and justice
for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we're going to get to the border, but first thing I want to get to is what came out of Donald Trump's pact last night, Save America. I'm going to read the quote exactly the way it says. Georgia still hasn't come up with over 400,000 legally required chain of custody documents for predominantly Joe Biden ballots in the 2020 election. But they had no problem claiming that Biden won the election by 10,000 votes. In other words, there's no chain of custody for 67.5% and estimated 404,691 of the estimated 600,000 absentee vote by mail ballots deposited in mailboxes and delivered to county registrars and counted in Georgia's 2020 presidential election. How can they do that?
Yeah, that's the big question. That's been the whole premise of many of the lawsuits that have been going on, and that's been the big debate and argument for the last, well, how long has it been? 4 months now.
Yep.
Where are they? Where is the chain of custody? And my question is, they know it. The Secretary of State knows it. The governor knows it, and they know they can't come forward and reveal they screwed up. And this is why we had last week's big announcement on the new voting laws in Georgia that, you know, is now, you know, the Republicans are taking a lot of heat for it and the governor's taking heat for it, saying that it would be create a problem for all voters, even though it would provide sound chain of custody of the ballots. So it's almost like, and I'm not against what they're doing. I think what they did was good, but they didn't clean up what happened before.
No.
And they haven't revealed it. So it's almost like, well, we screwed up here, pay no attention to it, but we're going to put in a new law on the books to make sure it doesn't happen again.
And here's the big lie that the Democrats are out there, and Joe Biden, too. He stood up there and he said, well, the Republicans aren't going to allow the people that are in line at the polling places to get water. They're going to be thirsty. People are going to die. They won't be able to drink. They'll be out there for hours at a time and no water. Well, all they did was eliminate the political parties from delivering water, because the water they were delivering, which you can well understand, had vote for Joe, vote for Clevis,
sure,
vote
sure.
for whoever, or it had a Democratic label on it or a Republican label, which technically is illegal because you can't do that within so many feet of a polling place. So,
exactly.
So if you're a private citizen and you got a plain bottle of water, you can hand it to anybody you want in that line, have a good old time, nothing changes. But then the other big lie was, well, the Republicans have cut back the election hours. You won't be able to vote after you get off work. They're going to stop that. No, they're not. Read the bill. It's not in there. Read the bill.
Yeah, it's all, you know, they're going to spin anything. This tightens up any opportunity to do any voter fraud. And, of course, they claim it's voter suppression.
Yeah, well, of course they do, because Stacey Abrams is being targeted for what she did.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, maybe she can get her, sister to get her off.
And Florida is working on similar bills. They're going through the Florida House and Senate right now, because we have a governor in Florida who's not going to stand for any of this nonsense. And he came out 2 weeks ago and said, we're going to do this. And so that stuff is going on right now in the Florida House and Senate to put some pretty sound legislation forward that prevents it. And, you know, Florida did pretty well in 2020 in the election. I still contend there was voter fraud because, well, a number of supervisors of elections took money from Mr. Zuckerberg. So why would they take money from Mr. Zuckerberg? And why would Mr. Zuckerberg be giving money to supervisor of elections in select counties in Florida?
He likes them. He likes them.
So we know it's out there, and we're gonna make sure it doesn't happen again. It's certainly not in Florida. It's not going to happen at any way or form that we saw in other states.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak from the Republican Party of Hillsborough County, the chairman, as well as a retired U.S. Air Force colonel. We're going to ask you a couple of military questions here before we move on with the border. And one of them is related to the border. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, folks, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet with one of my listeners that just bought a brand new or certified pre-owned Nissan at Moss Nissan. And it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, from South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay. Plus, I remember the guy I met that came over from Arizona, drove his daughter's car all the way from Arizona to Moss to trade it in to get a new car and take it to her daughter, who was going to the University of Tampa. She's still down there, by the way, driving that Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree driving, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could possibly dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage, upgrade your ride right now, and Moss Nissan, of course, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where vets, active military, first responders, or pastors all get a great deal on their vehicle. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and you can check out the Rogue, the hottest new SUV on the market. They've got locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Online, you'll find them at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money, too. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshak, who happens to be retired U.S. Air Force, as well as a chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And thanks for being on the program, Colonel.
You bet, Matt.
Now, moving along, we haven't said a lot about Kamala Harris because nobody seems to know exactly what she's doing.
Well, she's laughing a lot, that we know, and I was reading through thumbing through this morning all the articles that are coming out about her laughing, and you have a mix of the more liberal-related articles, and they're trying to defend the reason she's laughing, which I find kind of funny in and of itself. And, of course, the more conservative articles that are saying exactly what you said. We don't know what she's doing, but yeah. She seems to be laughing about it a lot.
Yeah. And, of course, she was put in charge of the border, but I think that's been backed off a little bit because she's just going to be administrative from afar. But as far as her going to the border anytime soon, nobody can give us an answer.
I don't think we'll see her down at the border anytime soon. The reason is it is such a debacle down there and such a mess. They're trying to, put us in another direction, look at something else, shine the shining object over here, pay attention over here, don't pay attention to the border. The minute you put her down on the border, you're inviting trouble for the Biden regime, and they don't want that, so that's why she's not going to go down there. They would almost have to implement everything Trump did right at the border before she goes down there, and that's certainly not going to happen.
Now, we've got Texas, and it's kind of quiet in Texas unless you're up around El Paso, which is where most of the illegals seem to be coming in. But they got the Texas National Guard down on the border, and so far the bad guys are not challenging them.
Yeah, they're that's a big problem, particularly around El Paso, and I'm hoping to see that change in the next few days because Governor Abbott insisted that since the federal government wasn't doing their job, he deployed his National Guard down there. So it may be a matter of days before they implement their and put into effect whatever their rules of engagement is going to be. The other problem is the Biden regime has pulled back all of ICE along the whole border from the Gulf Coast in Texas all the way to the West Coast in California. Mm-hmm. ICE has been pulled back. The Border Guards, ROE, Rules of Engagement, have been so tightened that they're extremely limited in what they could do, and most of them are more dealing with the migrant situation in the camps and others rather than doing their job patrolling the border and turning people back. And third thing is, they've implemented the catch and release, and, I've seen figures of 30,000 plus have already been released into America. And, then that goes along with how many have been tested for the virus and how many haven't. And, this whole thing is falling apart rapidly from what they intended to happen. But I can't figure out how they didn't think what they wanted to happen wasn't going to happen and was going to be 10 times worse. There's nothing orderly about it.
Sure.
And it's a mad dash to get to the border. They claim they're shutting down the message that, the border's open, but the cartels are driving people up now from Colombia and Panama. The mass is coming through from there, from other...
Ecuador. There's several hundred people just left Ecuador coming towards the U.S.
Yeah. And it's not just people from Latin America. It's not Latinos from Latin America. There's a mix of people from everywhere. There's
54 different countries as of yesterday.
Exactly. What they've been able to ascertain from who they've stopped and got hold of. And so there's the amount of money that's being spent that people are they're being shaken down. See, nobody talks about this. They get into Colombia and Panama. They're being shaken down by guerrilla groups. They're being shaken down by just gangs and mobs. Women and kids are being raped, and there's a trail of death. And I'm going to say it because I've seen the pictures. in as they come up through the countries, that people are just dying from exhaustion, from the heat, from not getting the proper protection from the elements, and or killed because they're killed during the, and nobody is talking about this trail of tears, the way I call it, of what's happening. And this is all because the Biden regime policy of the borders open, as he said when he first took office.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask you a question, because China is a big-time menace, and they're only getting worse. But top U.S. military leaders are talking amongst themselves. Reports coming out of the Pentagon are warning that the long-feared Chinese takeover of Taiwan could be coming soon, perhaps by 2022, maybe shortly thereafter. Don't know why the significance of the date, though.
I think just to put everything in place to do it, I don't think it's, I believe it will happen, and it will happen under the Biden regime. I believe that's, you know, I know for a fact that's been a long-term strategy of China to do it. I don't think it will really be the result of a shooting war. I think it will be some other form of a negotiated settlement that, if not signed, would result in that. You know, I don't have a crystal ball on what's happened. I don't think it would ever come to be a full-out shooting war involving the U.S. Who knows? It could. But I see this. You know, the Chinese don't want to go in there and destroy a lot of what they're trying to take over. That would defeat the whole purpose of doing it. I think there will be some kind of negotiated agreement or whatever. That remains to be seen, though.
Yeah, right. And, of course, we'll wait and see what happens with all the different things that are taking place. By the way, Hillsborough County Republican Party, what's the website?
Hillsborough.gop.
And you got some things planning coming up?
Yeah, we have the gun show coming up in April. We have our monthly meeting at the Loft in Brandon at on next April 8th, next Thursday, and we have a lot of other events going on. Just give a call to the office, and we'll get you involved.
All righty. We will talk to you next week if I don't see you sooner. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Matt.
All righty. That's Colonel Jim Warshaw, United States Air Force, retired chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party as well. I'll be right back. The consumer quarterback is coming aboard. Brandon Ryans, so don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new study from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases showed evidence that the COVID vaccines will provide protection against the new variants of the virus. The study found that patients who had recovered after being infected by variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil all retained their immune response to the virus. The report stressed that a larger study was needed, as only 30 patients were examined, but said that the data would be valuable towards seeing whether booster shots will need to be developed. And new satellite images show North Korea may be taking steps to produce more nuclear weapons. The images released Tuesday show plumes of smoke emerging from buildings at the Yongbyon Nuclear Research Facility. NBC reporting that experts believe the images show North Korean efforts to restart processing plutonium for weapons at the site. The activity comes after a pair of missile tests from the North Korean regime, a likely challenge to President Biden's new administration. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Ron Edwards, and I was a guest on his show yesterday, and I'm over there Tuesdays. His show comes on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He's on from 3 to 4, so you can go to the website that he has, the RonEdwards.com. I know you can hear the show there. I don't know exactly where else he's heard. He hasn't told me yet, but anyway, there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store. Now, I will be there tomorrow. It's our Have Lunch with the Captain Day, first Thursday of the month, even though it's April Fool's Day. I'll be down there for that day, and we can't wait to have a little fooling around fun ourselves when we're down there. So we'll just make April Fool's into a fun day for us at Mixon's Fruit Farm and the Mixon's Roadside Cafe. Now, when you go there, they're located at 2525 27th Street South. When you go there, take a look at the menu, and you will see a sandwich up there called the Captain's Club, and it's got my picture there holding the sandwich. It's 2.5 pounds, 16 inches long, and I dare you to eat it. They cut it in 4 sections. It's a great sandwich. Usually I eat half of it there and bring the other half back with me to the radio station, but it's a great, great, great sandwich. You're going to love it. The Captain's Club, and it's exactly the stuff that I like on the sandwich that they put there. People are going in there and buying it, and that's great. I appreciate that. All righty. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm store at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton. See you there tomorrow at noontime. All right. Joining us on the telephone, we've got the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
How's the world treating you up there in cold country?
Yeah, things are good. Doing well, man. Things are good.
I said cold country because in a couple of days you're going to have the woolies on again.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, the bottom's dropping out of the temperature. We're going to be down in the 50s, maybe fall up there by you, 40s. A high Friday, about 70, and Saturday a little bit warmer, but still cold. At least you're not going to be up north where it's going to snow up along Lake Ontario.
Yeah, exactly. I got to break out my space heater.
All right. Well, let's talk about Joe Biden. He's going to Pittsburgh today to announce a infrastructure plan, which is more about green energy than it is about infrastructure, because while it's some $2.25 trillion worth of stimulus for the infrastructure, only $660 million is going to go towards bridges and roads and that sort of thing.
Yeah, dropping the bucket compared to what they're printing and putting out, and it's just another step towards socialism. You know, they're literally just pumping as much money through as they can to put us in debt for generations to come.
And that's all part of what they want to do anyway, so we get that, we understand that. But still, if you say you're going to have an infrastructure plan, and only one-third of it, if you're lucky, is going to go towards the infrastructure, and the rest is going to go towards something altogether different, then they're just not telling you the truth. Oh, by the way, a corporate tax hike proposal is coming along with that, too.
Yeah, the corporations, you know, they're in on this whole thing, too. It's the corporations that are pushing a lot of the woke agenda, and, you know, the leftist ideas are perpetuated through those corporations. And unfortunately, it's the uniparty that works against us in a lot of cases with both sides. That's why we've got to really back up these MAGA candidates and, you know, get rid of some of the rhinos.
Well, here's the big deal, okay, when it comes to all of that. Obviously, you got to put people, and by the way, this is the time right now, right here, right now, today, to look at the local elections and see who's running locally and make sure you've got people in there that know what they're doing, that can do the job. Part of the problem we've got is we keep reelecting the same old, getting the same results, which I believe is the definition of insanity.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, I've talked to you about potentially running for county commissioner, school board, or maybe state house rep. So I've taken numerous, you know, conservatives, especially some of the, you know, the show hosts that we have, like Charlie Kirk and, you know, and folks like that. You hear consistently it's, you know, get involved, get out there, you know, especially right now we need to be praying for Joe Manchin, you know, the Democrat out of Kentucky, the Arizona senator, because they're one of the two that are going to vote against the some of the insane stuff going, the filibuster. You know, try to do everything that we can to hold on for these next couple of years, because if they get H.R. 1 through, that's going to be a really detrimental. I mean, it's going to basically literally fix elections, and not in a good way, not in a good sense of fix. It's going to fix it to where they are consistently in power.
Well, years ago, when I lived in upstate New York, I didn't realize how much influence the town tax assessor had on things. And they had one of their assessors that was retiring, and I went to Tax Grievance Day to protest my taxes and get them rolled back, because we all had the same houses built by the same builder on the same road where I lived, and my taxes wound up being like $2,000 higher than anybody else's. And the excuse was, as well, you've got a newer place. I said, it may be newer, but guess what? I've got the same land you got, the same square footage you got, the same structure you got. I should be paying your rate, not the new one. And I went in and lined all my stuff up, and I won my case, and the town tax the supervisor, the chairman of the board, he says, man, he says, you know more than we do. We need to have you because we got to do reassessment. I said, what do you mean reassessment? Oh, we got to raise our taxes. I said, you got to what? He says, yeah, the state says we got to raise our taxes up to full value from where we're at to 90%, which was what they called full value. And I said, well, I don't know why you're raising taxes, and if you do raise them, can you lower them from there? Well, I don't know. So I did some checking, and guess what we did? We raised the taxes, and then we rolled them all back 10%. So technically, we didn't raise them at all.
Wow, that's interesting. I remember you telling me that story some time ago, and that's you know, that's an example of getting involved and, you know, standing up for your rights. And, you know, right now, like, you know, it's just they're pushing the envelope. And I don't know if it's true. I haven't verified it, but I heard in Israel, and maybe we should check on this if anybody out there can check on this for us, is that I heard in Israel they've already enacted some sort of a vaccine passport, and they're taking away our freedoms. In Israel, you can't go grocery shopping or anything else unless you can prove that you've had a vaccine. I'm not sure if it's true or not. That's what one of the fellow patriots told me.
I think it's truer in Europe, but I don't know about Israel. But you're right, so we'll see what we can find out here. Maybe we'll hear something here before the segment's over. But I don't know about Israel, but I believe there was some country in Europe where they did that. It might have been Germany. Because Germany's got a big problem. Germany's got a big problem.
Yeah, and that's where we're headed.
You know what their big problem is? Open borders.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just saw a report where the senators were getting threatened across the Rio Grande from the Mexican cartel down there, you know, the Republican senators.
Yeah, well, they were being shouted at and all that sort of stuff, but... You know, they had law enforcement with them and whatnot. They would have been outgunned, but still, they're not going to be that stupid to do anything, because if they did, it would start World War Four and a half down there in the border, and they don't want that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But they're just going to be emboldened, and depending on how long they let this run, this go, it's just going to bring millions and millions of dollars to the cartels, and it's going to embolden them, and also the H-whatever, 313.
I want you to give us the website, how we can find you, and your phone number.
Yeah, I'm Brandon Rhymes, the Real Estate Quarterback Show, a.k.a. the Consumer Quarterback Show. ConsumerQB.com is our website for the show. It's ConsumerQB.com, and you can reach me at 813-750-0550. There's our hotline, 813-750-0550. Call or text.
And it doesn't matter where you're located, anywhere you're listening to us. If you got a question and you need some help, Brandon can at least point you in the right direction.
That's right. We'll put you in touch with we're Keller Williams Realty as well, so nationwide, worldwide, we can help, and we've got a lot of resources for you.
All righty. Well, Brandon, I look forward to talking to you next week. Stay out of trouble.
Okay, buddy. Will do. Thank you.
All right. That's Brandon Rhymes, everybody. Consumer Quarterback. ConsumerQB.com. And you'll hear his show on my flagship station from 4 to 5, Monday through Thursday. He's on here. All right. We are coming back and going to wrap things up with some information for you. I'm probably going to get up on my soapbox a little bit. Not a lot. But there's some things going on there that you just don't know about, that you need to know about. And when you hear what I'm going to tell you, you're just gonna go, how can he do this? Anyway, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. That's our female voice that does our voiceovers for us, our liners. We appreciate her. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down there in Sarasota, and they are the very best at what they do, bar none. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, save you a bunch of money on that as well. Now, I'm going to read something here. I read it earlier in the show, but it means even more right now at this point in the program. A nation without sovereign and protected borders is no nation at all. It becomes a dangerous no man's land where laws are irrelevant, and good and decent citizens and lawful residents fear for their safety. Now, our nation's laws against illegal immigration are under attack by a range of well-funded, many by radical billionaire George Soros and his pals. Now, politicians in both parties are involved in this too, and I did say politicians in both parties. willing to sacrifice our national sovereignty in preference to open borders. They want cheap, illegal labor for raw political advantage. Because here's what they think. Get them into the country, get them a job, and whoever it was, the political party that got them in and got them the job, well, they're going to vote for us because we got them here. Well, maybe they will, and maybe they won't. Don't know that for sure. But that's the game they're playing. And they're betting that you're going to be so dumb, you're going to fall for that. Now, in the meantime, something else has happened here that nobody's talking about, but we're going to talk about it right now. And that is, following the events of January the 6th at the U.S. Capitol, the government and the Department of Justice, and especially the media, have sought to frame what happened in the most hysterical terms. There have been claims that the entire seat of government was in danger, that there was a plot to murder the Congress, that Mike Pence was going to be hung, and that what happened amounted to an insurrection fueled by the actions of people committing sedition. Well, the narrative has gone far and wide, including becoming what we'll call the default position for the progressive left. But there's one little problem. These folks, a lot of them, about 95% of them that have been charged, are not going to be charged with sedition. They're not going to be charged with insurrection. They're going to be charged with trespass, criminal trespass. They're going to pay a fine, the ones that have already been indicted, arrested, and been made their initial appearance. They're going to be pay a fine, and that'll be it. Because what the left was trying to sell you was going on was just not the case. Now, were there people there intent on doing some bad deals, bad things? Sure. Was it a whole bunch of them? Nope. Were there other factions involved other than the people we know about? You betcha. I saw people there with Antifa tattoos on television. I saw them. I actually could see them on television. You had to know what to look for to know what was there. And we're not hearing that from anybody. By the way, yesterday, my good friend George, the Godfather, who was at lunch with us, and so was an Ed. Good morning, Ed, retired firefighter. Thanks for showing up there. We talked about this. He saw live and in living color, because he was there, what I saw on television. So, and why the government's not going along with this is totally beyond me, but we got so much graft and so much corruption in Washington, D.C. It's going to take a long time to get them out of there, the incumbents, so to speak. But we've got to start. We've got to start, folks. We've got to start right here, right today, right now, and get involved in some way, form, or fashion. It's not that difficult. You hear me talking about the different groups I'm going to? You hear me talking about the different groups that are meeting? We just heard from Colonel Jim, Hillsborough County Republican Party. Go over there and volunteer with them. Not only will you make friends and have a good time, but you'll be doing something constructive for your country, for your state, for your city, for your town, for your village. It's all there. And then we get to what happened to our country. Talked about this the other day. Dr. Seuss books, Mrs. Butterworth's syrup, Uncle Ben's rice, standards in houses, for years and years and years. Aunt Jemima, gone in a flash. What a stain on America and a danger to the American society. And even more ominously, a danger to America's children in their formative years by saying suddenly, well, that's racist. You can't have that because, oh, that's got a black woman on it with a bib. That just doesn't look right or whatever. Goodness sakes. Gone but not forgotten. Gone but not forgotten. But the thing of it is, folks, is that we know that when you turn on television and you got kids watching the TV, and in the middle of the day, you've got barely dressed women, you've got men in the same way, you've got these soap operas that kids are watching, and on a national stage, at a concert or an awards ceremony, in our artistic glory, you're not sure if you're looking at a man, a woman, or what it is. And even worse, it's viewed by many as groundbreaking entertainment. What the hell happened to our country? And the left's sick and paranoid addiction to all things race is insane. Absolutely insane. They need to look at themselves first. Those who go around accusing people of things need to look in their own backyard first. And digital book burning, totally out of control. Censorship for conservative thought and opinion, way over the top. Social media, what they can do, unbelievable. Can't wait for Donald Trump's new site to start, though. When it does, it's going to be interesting. And today's Democratic Party, this is what you got to understand, folks. It's all run by a bunch of Marxists, begat by the hippie generation from the mid to late 1960s, many of whom went on to become insidious collective cancer in the no longer hallowed halls of academia because they were in there teaching. Bill Ayers, Bernadette Dorn, for example. Great example, huh? The Weather Underground. Go check them out sometime. Well, anyway, there's the music. We'll be back tonight. A lot more stuff coming on. And tomorrow, I'll be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe for lunch. Come on out, 11:30 to 1:30. Always have a good time there with the folks that are there. You'll love it. Don't forget the orange swirl ice cream. I'll see y'all tonight, everybody. God.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.